This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. The Jefferson City Public Works Director and Communications Director both announced their resignations today. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the city is facing a $1.68 million budget shortfall. Public Works Director Roger Schwartz cited that reason for his resignation.
Well, the city's in a severe budget crisis, and it's going to require some drastic steps to stay within budget. And we've proposed a number of cuts, but there are more cuts that still need to be made, so it's going to be difficult to do that without avoiding layoffs or furloughs, and I've started with myself.
Schwartz does say, though, that the city will likely need to have someone step in as an interim director to fill his spot after he officially resigns April 1st. Meanwhile, Communications Director Michelle Gleba could not be reached for comment about her resignation. According to the press release announcing both of the resignations, Gleba's position was created in 2010. Schwartz says he wasn't aware of Gleba's March 26 resignation until he saw the press release. Governor Jay Nixon is increasing his opposition to Senate legislation that would cut Missouri's income tax and raise the state sales tax. Nixon has written to every state senator urging a no vote on the legislation when it comes up for a roll call later this week. The Republican-led Senate gave the measure initial approval last week by voice vote. Nixon's move is unusual because the Democratic governor doesn't typically get directly involved with bills as they move through the legislative process. Nixon opposes the bill because it would raise the state sales tax by 0.5 cents over 5 years. He says the increase would hurt seniors, veterans, and families. The bill also would reduce the income tax by 0.75 percentage points over 5 years. Some concerns have been raised in the Missouri Senate over a proposed constitutional amendment that would create a temporary 1 cent sales tax to fund transportation needs. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The one penny sales tax is expected to raise nearly $8 billion over 10 years. All money raised would go directly to MoDOT, and that provision is not sitting well with some senators. Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says lawmakers should have at least some say into how that money would be spent.
I think MoDOT's done a very good job in recent years of building its credibility, but there simply needs to be some mechanism in there for oversight and accountability, and that's what we're working on right now to see if we can't get some provisions added in there.
The sponsor, fellow Republican Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, disagrees. He says the state's Highways and Transportation Commission, not individual lawmakers, should be the ones making decisions on transportation projects. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Mayor Bob McDavid held a press conference today to announce that Columbia's oldest building, the Niedermeyer, will likely be sold to a new owner instead of being demolished. Nockley Asmar, a University of Missouri mathematics professor, is looking to acquire the landmark building. Asmar's attorney, Skip Walter, says that while the deal is still tentative, it will likely close next month. Walter says Asmar chose to acquire the property in part because he has experience with managing older properties in and around downtown Columbia.
My client has experience in purchasing and renovating older properties in Columbia.
Brent Gardner, member of the Columbia's Historic Preservation Commission, talked about the project at the press conference.
The future owner of the Niedermeyer wants to preserve this building. It is his main goal.
Walter said his client is concerned about the lack of affordable housing in the downtown area, a sentiment shared by those community members active in the deal. Walter says the future plans for the property will take this concern into consideration. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.